J-Rockers Alexandros on SBS Pop Asia. This is the J-Rock Sessions.
Hello and welcome to the J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros. This show is all about the Japanese rock music scene.
We tell you all about what it's like being a rock band too.
I'm Yohei Kawakami, the singer of Japanese rock band Alexandros.
Aloha, I'm Hiro and I play the bass. As you know, we played a big show in Osaka Castle Hall and took a short vacation after that.
Mm-hmm.
Since we didn't tell you much about the vacation last week, Today we'll tell you all about that.
You're listening to the J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros on SBS Pop Asia. If you've ever wanted to know what happens backstage with the band, this show is all for you.
You want to find out about the latest J-Rock news? We've got you covered and you can ask us a question about music, about the band, about a song, or just about anything.
Use the hashtag SBS Pop Asia Alexandros on Twitter and we'll get your questions later in the show.
So Yohei.
Yep.
Before we tell our listeners what we did during our vacation, You want to tell us about the big show at Osaka Castle Hall?
Oh, sure. Show in Osaka, my favorite city in the whole world.
Oh, yes.
And that was really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did this show.
You actually said that during live concert.
Exactly. It's really normal for all the rock stars to say that, you know, I love New York City, I love London.
Yeah, yeah.
But I say that.
When you basically say that
exactly.
As well.
Exactly. Well, I say that I love Osaka while I'm in Tokyo or while I'm in Fukuoka. So it's true that I love Osaka so
much. Okay, so you tell your audience that you love Osaka, you really mean it.
Yeah, of course I mean it. Because, like, you know, I don't know why, but it's this atmosphere that Osaka has.
Yeah.
And maybe because I used to go back to my grandma's house and when I was, like, so small. So that's why it reminds me of those youthful days.
Yeah, I mean, like, we all like Osaka, but in front of you, we can't, like, say we love Osaka. It feels kind of awkward.
No, it doesn't.
Just because you love Osaka so much.
No, we can all say that. Well, whatever. We've never played a big show in Osaka.
Nope.
More than Zepp Osaka.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe, yeah, of course, we did this big case like in festival, like Izumi Otsu.
Right.
And in text. But we never did this, like,
not a headlining show.
Not a headlining show at all. So that was, like, the first time we've gathered like more than 10,000 people in Osaka just for us. It was a really touchy kind of day.
Yeah.
I could say that was a really memorable day. And
the stage set was kind of special as well.
Yeah, we did 360.
Yeah, we've never done that 360 kind of thing.
Yeah, so like we were surrounded by all the people and we could like walk around the stage.
Yeah.
And we had two stage. Yeah. One was main stage and like one was the sub stage.
Yeah.
I could say it was like the whole stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really cool. And we also had some mic behind the stage.
Yeah, yeah.
I went there and I was surprised how close the first row was. It was kind of creepy.
I mean, I know.
It was kind of weird.
Yeah. So like fans were like kind of surprised that it was so close to us.
Yeah. 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 They were only like, I don't know, 50 centimeters away.
Well, I could touch them.
Yeah.
Really easily.
Easily.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was really memorable.
It's awesome.
It was really awesome. And also, after the show, we had this beautiful dinner.
Yeah.
A very famous...
What's the place called again?
I forgot it. But it's not a very fancy kind of restaurant, but it's really, like, I recall...
It's kind of traditional.
I mean, yeah, traditional to all the like band people and to the gaining, which is called Comedian in Japan.
Yeah.
And the food was really awesome.
Right.
We often have... yakiniku for uchiyaki, but that night we had sukiyaki, which is also contains a lot of beef, but shall we blaze it? Sukiyaki.
Right. And there's this old lady who is very, very famous in Osaka.
She's really fancy.
Yeah.
And we could say she's a Osaka obachan. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, which means...
A very typical Osaka obachan.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like a mother of Osaka.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We are Alexandros and you're on SBS Pop Asia's J-Rock Sessions. Tweet us if you have a request at the hashtag SBS Pop Asia Alexandros.
At Osaka Castle Hall, we announced that we will be releasing a brand new album this fall.
Exactly. We're still recording it, so we're going to tell you more about it on this program later.
And hopefully we'll be able to finish our recordings by the time we release an album.
I'm thinking of what, like how many songs we're going to include it on our albums, like, you know. Because like we released like three singles already.
Yeah,
it includes like five or six songs.
Right.
So it has to be like more than 12.
Yeah, because most of the singles we've released so far is a double A.
Exactly. I want the listeners to be like surprised, you know, to feel this album is really new.
Yeah.
So like, you know, we want to make more new songs.
Yeah.
So please look forward to it.
And the vacation.
Vacation, yes, exactly.
Man, you want to tell our audience about the vacation?
Yeah. from the next day, from the day we finished our show in Osaka, we went to Hawaii.
Aloha!
Exactly.
Well, actually, I wanted to go with all of our members, but it didn't happen.
Exactly.
So I went with Yohei, and where did Makan go?
I think he went to Okinawa, I guess.
Okay.
And Satoyas went to Vietnam.
Vietnam.
Yeah, but we are like the boys who don't really think of new stuff. So we just went to Hawaii, same as January. And it was really, really awesome. I finally got a license.
Oh, yes, you did.
Of a diver. Not a driver's license. I've got a diver's license. And it was really cool. Now we could go down to 18 meters now under the sea. And now we've got the license. I could say that my hobby is to do scuba diving.
Yeah, because to get a diver's license was one of the main reasons I wanted to go to Hawaii this time. So I'm really glad about it. Now we can dive alone. Well, I would rather have
an instructor. You can't do that. No, you can't do it.
Yeah. Well, I would rather have one.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
it's really dangerous.
Right, right. We don't know where we're going undersea. It's really hard to tell. So
also, I've got another reason was to meet someone.
Oh, yeah.
I met with somebody who used to be a rock star in Japan. His name is Jun Yoshimura, who used to sing as a vocalist in a band called Wino.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was my hero when I was in high school student. And he lives in Hawaii. I had a contact with him. So we had a common friend. I told him that I'm a really big fan of him and I'm planning to go to Hawaii. So I would like to meet you. And he said, yeah, of course. So we met him.
Yeah.
Yeah, at a place. It was a really beautiful place.
Oh, yeah.
He lives there with his wife. And the place was really, really beautiful.
The place was awesome. It was
just in front of the beach.
Yeah.
Well, he cooked us the meal.
We had a barbecue.
Exactly, did a barbecue. And he taught us to this longboard surfing. And after we came back to his house, well, yeah, his wife cooked us another meal, which was a dinner. And he had this Japanese bathtub, which is made of hinoki wood. And you can't see hinoki wood in Hawaii, I'm sure. Not in his garden. So it was really unique experience.
Yeah.
Like, you know, being in Hawaii and taking a bath in hinoki, which is really Japanese traditional bathtub.
Yeah.
And it was really unique. It was a really exciting moment. He was a really
awesome
nice
experience.
Guy. Yes.
Oh, yeah. He welcomed us, like,
exactly.
So well.
This is the J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros on SBS Pop Asia, and it's time to answer questions, guys.
Use the hashtag SBSPopAsiaAlexandros on Twitter so we can find them. You can also leave your questions on our Facebook.
All right, let's check out this question from someone. Hello, someone. What is a song you'd like to listen to before going to bed at night?
Okay.
While I'm at home, I don't really listen to rock music. Okay. I listen to all this ambient, really gentle, quiet song. Well, it's not even a song because there's no vocal in it. It's like instrumental. And listen to this album made by Aphex Twin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he makes this electric dance kind of albums, but he also makes this ambient song, which is really, really gentle. And also, Moby, who is also electric dance music kind of musician, but he also makes this ambient song. But the founder of this genre called ambient is Brian Eno, who's a producer of U2 and also did producing of Coldplay. He's a very good producer, but he is the pioneer of this genre called ambient. I often listen to his song. And also, I recently found this guy. His name is Rudy Adrians.
Okay.
He is really genius.
Oh, really?
While I was in Hawaii, I played his music and I went to sleep. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you literally went to bed with that song.
Exactly. Okay. And you know why I listen to this song is because I can't sleep that well. So I carefully choose what kind of song I should listen to before I go to sleep. So what's your song?
Well, I'm kind of close, but I basically listen to Boards of Canada before I go to sleep.
Oh.
Yeah, I love their music.
The J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros on SBS Pop Asia. Welcome to us.
Oh, and we also announced our big tour to support the album. And we are also going to Asian countries.
Exactly. And the international dates are March 25th on 2017. It was Saturday. Hong Kong Music Zone Art Emacs.
Okay.
And April 1st, 2017, Saturday, it's Seoul, Korea, and the place is called Sunsang Madang.
All right. On the April 8th of 2017, which is Saturday, is Taipei Legacy.
Mm.
And April 9th, the next day, Sunday, is Kaohsiung, Taiwan.
Mm. Great
the
name.
Venue is called Live Warehouse.
Wow.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are glad that we could go to, like, you know, mm-hmm. around the world now.
Right.
For our show. But sadly, mm-hmm. you know, we can't go to Australia.
Right.
Exactly.
Not again.
Yeah, I know. But you guys should please keep listening to our music.
Yep.
And invite us soon.
We are also playing two festivals this weekend. Saturday, July 16th is a festival organized by Dreams Come True, and it's such an honor to be invited to play there.
Exactly, and Sunday we will play Join Alive in Hokkaido.
Oh yeah.
And that's a lot of traveling from Tokyo to Hokkaido.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And Join Alive, they got some good meals.
Exactly.
There, so
yes, yes.
Looking
and
forward
good
to it.
Air and everything. Yeah. I like the atmosphere so much.
Mm-hmm.
I always drink this pumpkin soup.
Pumpkin soup, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Cold one.
Okay.
Yeah,
sounds
I love
good.
It. It's really good. It's good
cool.
for health.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we can eat this meat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Meat.
Lamb.
Meat. Meat. Not lamb. I don't like lambs. I like beefs. This is SBS Pop Asia's J Rock Sessions with Alexandros.
So mm-hmm. let's answer another question from the listeners.
Yep.
This one is from Senna.
Hello, Senna.
Hello. Your goal is to play at Glastonbury Festival. What's your next step towards that goal?
Could be anything. I'm like, you know, make a new song is also next step.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, you know, playing at Glastonbury is the only and last goal for us. So
right.
our goal is not to play in Budokan or Macquarie or Tokyo Dome. Well, it's like one of the goal, but like one of the steps, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the main goal. The main goal and the only goal is to play Glastonbury Festival. So I'm thinking of what we're going to mm-hmm. do after Glastonbury.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we might gonna have 100 days off.
Yeah, like Underworld
or,
song.
Well, maybe we're going to quit. I don't know.
I'm not thinking about quitting, though.
Really?
Not
yeah,
yet.
Whatever it is. So I'm really worried about what happens after Glastonbury.
Right.
Mm.
We don't care what stage.
I'm not worried about can we go to Glastonbury, because we are going to Glastonbury.
Okay.
But I'm worried what I'm going to do after that.
Yeah. And we don't really care what steps we take to get there.
Exactly.
It could be anything.
It could be anything, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. SBS Pop Asia, this is the J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros.
So let's check out your tweets and email.
I'm so glad that, you know, all the messages are coming all around the world. So
wow.
It's really honorable.
Great. Thank you guys
really
so much.
Overwhelmed. So let's read the first one.
Okay.
Want to read it? You can
sure.
read it. Yeah,
sure. Let me see. This one is from Jade from Australia.
Yeah.
Come to Australia. We're all waiting.
Really?
Oh, man. Thank
let's
you.
Go. Let's go. Let's go.
We would love to go. Yeah. I mean, why not? No?
Yeah.
All right, the next one is from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nailana Aguirre.
Mm.
Okay, I don't know if I'm pronouncing
beautiful
it right.
Beautiful name, beautiful name.
Okay. We're waiting for you to come in the Philippines.
Wow.
The Philippines. Okay. Oh, please add us in your Asian tour. Oh, I'm sorry we didn't this time, but
yeah.
Yeah, hopefully we
yeah.
can be there soon.
I'd love to. And this message from Mayet.
Okay.
Congrats on new albums, upcoming tour. I hope to see you in the States soon. Yes.
Definitely, man.
We'd love to.
Well, yeah.
Yes, we'd love to.
Hopefully we can be there again next year.
Yeah, we should go there without having your vacation time. We should just go there as a job. You know?
Yeah.
And this is from Katina. Come to Europe too.
All right.
Bulgaria is probably too much to ask, but maybe...
Not at all.
Bucharest. Romania? Yeah. No, why not? Bulgaria too.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, anywhere, man.
Yeah, anywhere. Good, anywhere. And Lindy, no Indonesia? I thought you guys want to come back to Jakarta. I want to see your concert. I want to
oh,
see
right.
concert. Oh, yes.
You know what? That is
to.
Very true. I mean, mm-hmm. like, we would love to go back to
yeah,
Jakarta.
Yeah, yeah. But there's so many, like, you know, problems that we can't go there.
Oh, yeah, well, schedule problems.
Yeah, schedule
basically.
Problems. Everything. Exactly. And this is from Yves Ramirez. You should
hello.
Come to South America. Yes!
South
this
America.
Is the, this is really, really
okay.
The best spot to play.
What country? Brazil. What country is that?
Brazil, Chile,
Colombia.
Yeah, Colombia.
Okay,
very good
sounds
place.
Awesome.
Very cool place.
Yeah.
Puyo Savet. What about European dates? Germany.
Oh yeah, I would yeah. love to go there and have beer and sausage, man.
Exactly. Like Rintoshi Sigre told me that you guys should go Germany just for like you know maybe for recording maybe.
Yeah, they yeah. record there, right?
Yeah, they do that. Mm-hmm. And Janine Collins, please come to the UK again. Yes, my favorite country.
Oh yeah.
All the time.
I thought
yes.
it was Osaka.
That's my favorite place.
Okay.
My favorite country.
All right. So that's different?
It's different. It's totally different.
Yeah. But UK, man, why not?
Yeah, definitely. Of course. I mean, like, that is the country where we've learned everything.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is from Ivy Vo. Please come to Virginia, Maryland, Washington, D.C. Actually, my teacher, when I was in high school, he was from Maryland, and he said, you guys should come to this Maryland blue place. So we're going to go there.
Okay, that's the East Coast, right?
Yeah.
I'd love to be there. Well, I'd like to go to the West Coast as well, though.
All right, all right. Thanks for the messages, guys. I swear, I really appreciate you guys.
Thank you guys so much.
So much. Because, like, you know, we're doing this radio show in Japan, and we don't know who's listening to our show.
Right, we can't see their faces.
We can't see their faces. But so, like, you know, if you guys, like, send us this kind of messages.
Yeah, this is the only way for us to know.
Yeah, it would be really, really helpful and really encourage us.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
SBS Pop Asia J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros, and that's the end of the show for this week.
Oh,
you can listen again on podcast at sbs.com.au/popasia or download the Pop Asia app and get it there.
We'll be back next Tuesday at 9 p.m. for more adventures in J-Rock. Hope you can join us.
Cheers.
Bye.
This has been another SBS Pop Asia podcast. Download the free app for Android and iOS and tune in again. Wherever you are. Don't stop.